It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up later, we'll find out about some recent recognition of the International Crane Foundation's work here in Wisconsin and around the world. First, in a late-night vote, the Wisconsin State Senate passed the two-year, $73 billion state budget yesterday. Now it goes to the Assembly, where debate was scheduled to take place today, expected to continue well into the evening. Some changes along the way, including a big one to the state's prevailing wage law. Here with us now to talk more about the budget and what's going on with that law is Sean Johnson, our state capitol reporter. Sean, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Rob.
So you usually join us from the Capitol. You're out of the Capitol right now. It's been evacuated, apparently, due to what's I think is being called a credible bomb threat.
Yeah, and that's basically all we know right now. The Department of Administration, which runs the Capitol building and other state buildings, issued a statement saying there had been a credible bomb threat. So assembly debate on the budget had been going on several hours, and I was just cut off abruptly. People were told to leave. And not only told to leave the Capitol building, but told to leave the inner square of the Capitol and cross the street. Madison City Police are here telling people who are actually gathered here for concerts on the square. You got blankets spread out all over the place. Telling people that they needed to leave the square and get across the street at the street while this was happening.
So from what you were able to see before being evacuated, is there a big law enforcement presence searching the Capitol now?
I didn't see it before the evacuation happened. I just stepped out of the building and then got noticed that I couldn't go back in. So I'm not sure what's going on inside there. There are police here that have shut off traffic around the building. And like I said, police on foot telling people to leave the square.
All right. Well, we'll be watching for updates on that through the rest of the show. Let's turn to what lawmakers would be doing right now if they could get in there. The state budget, the Senate, a late night vote on the budget plan, 18-15. One Republican senator, Rob Coles, joining Democrats and voting against it. How much had the budget changed from what Governor Walker had initially proposed?
I suppose it depends on who you ask. I think Republicans would tell you it has changed pretty substantially. They would highlight a couple things in particular. I think one that you've heard them talk about today is that they restored a cut to public school funding, state aid, in the first year of the budget. That the governor, it was a cut that the governor included in his budget. They restored that money, so that's something that they've talked about pretty frequently. The governor talked about essentially phasing out Wisconsin's senior care prescription drug buying program. Republicans bucked him on that move, too. So those are a couple examples that they bring out pretty frequently when it comes to differences in the budget. Democrats would tell you the same basic budget that the governor introduced is still there. He introduced a $300 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system. They still have a $250 million cut. He introduced a pretty broad expansion of Wisconsin's private school voucher program. They went along with that expansion, changed it, and actually changed the funding formula so that general aid that would have gone directly to public schools will now flow to private voucher schools instead. So these are arguments that we've been pretty familiar with over the past few months, but they're kind of making their closing arguments today.
One thing not in the budget, it was briefly last week, this change to the state's open records law. The Senate took that out. Other news on that today and yesterday, people confirming that Governor Walker's staff had been involved in crafting those proposed changes. What are you hearing around the Capitol on this issue? Is this still something people are buzzing about?
That is something that was really talked about a lot more yesterday when this budget was in the Senate. Because those were still in the changes as the budget went to the Senate, which took it up first. And these were sweeping changes. They would have restricted access to pretty much any legislative communications between other legislators, staff, any research they did for any kind of legislation, bill drafts. All of that would have been closed off and exempted from the state's open records law. It was added to the budget at the very end of the joint finance process on a Thursday night before holiday weekend. There was a huge outcry. Groups on the right and the left said that that was going to make for a more secret government, asking what lawmakers had to hide. And so in the Senate, you had a 32-0 vote to pull those changes out of the budget. They happened yesterday, so they're no longer there. And so the focus of today's debate has been elsewhere.
Talking to WPR reporter Sean Johnson from outside the state capitol, currently evacuated because of what's described as a credible bomb threat. One big change, Sean, prevailing wage laws. Sticking point there. What was the compromise that ended up passing in the budget in the Senate?
Yeah, this has been kind of an internal dispute between Republicans for several months now. It's really been the cause that a number of conservative groups have taken up ever since they got their way with right to work earlier this year. And they'd say they pretty much got their right their way with this issue, too. They didn't get a complete repeal of Wisconsin's prevailing wage law, which sets a base wage for government construction projects in Wisconsin. It's based on a survey of what people are getting paid in certain trades. It's used to set a minimum wage or a base wage for construction projects. They got a full repeal of the prevailing wage for local government construction projects starting in 2017. That's a lot, you know, a substantially bigger step than Assembly Republicans had earlier been saying could actually pass the legislature. So, the Senate is a much different place than it was a couple years ago when you had more moderates there that would probably have tamped something like that down. With conservatives in charge of that chamber now, is passed. Had a couple of Republicans vote against it, but it was added to the budget.
So now it's over to the Assembly. Prior to this evacuation of the Capitol, there was a thought that the Assembly could pass this late tonight, I think. Was the hope to have this on the governor's desk by the dawn hours tomorrow?
Yeah, they have these self-imposed time limits that they agree upon with leaders from both parties. So Democrats and Republicans sit down and decide how long they're going to talk on a given issue. And they decided that today they'd be in from, I think it was around 11 in the morning till around 11 or 11:30 at night when Republicans were going to pass the budget. I don't know how this evacuation is going to change that. They could just decide to give it a little more time if we do get back in the building here. So as to when the governor might sign it, we don't know yet. He hasn't said yet. He has a pretty big announcement of his own coming next Monday. He's going to be in Waukesha. He's going to announce he's running for president. So that had been kind of a deadline that not only the governor but also Republican lawmakers have been looking ahead to. They wanted to finish up the budget before that announcement.
And the governor, if he's going to make vetoes, and Wisconsin governors can do some pretty fancy things with partial vetoes, line item type vetoes, is the thought that he would have that done and out before that announcement?
That's what a lot of people are speculating. We just don't know. I mean, he's had most of this budget for about a month now. It had all passed the legislature's budget committee, you know, around the end of May before legislators really just got locked up, Republicans did, on transportation funding, prevailing wage, and a Bucks Arena. That Bucks Arena has been taken out of budget. That might be taken up next week in the legislature. So the governor's had most of this budget in front of him for a while now, and if he's going to make vetoes on that stuff, he could have already, done all his homework on it, gotten as creative as he needs to be. Whether or not he still wants to do that this weekend, we'll find out. We just don't know yet.
All right, Sean, before we let you go, are you tweeting about this evacuation as you hear news?
I don't have much news to share, but yeah, of course.
What's your Twitter handle so people can follow at home?
What is it, right? At S. Johnson WPR.
At S. Johnson WPR. Sean, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Reporter.